Hello?
Mr. President, that was Congressman Wilbur Mills.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
How are you this morning?
Feeling fine.
Yeah, how's my favorite granddaughter?
She's doing wonderfully well. She was out here with me for about 30 minutes this morning.
Yeah.
Found out she couldn't do much, so she decided she'd go back to her grandmother.
Yeah. Incidentally, you think Arkansas has a chance against Tennessee after what Tennessee did to Penn State?
I do, but it's a weak chance.
No, you got a great passer, though.
I know, but we don't have as much of a defense
as
I thought we
did. Yeah. That's the thing in that Tennessee thing. Let me tell you why I called you. I thought that there was a lousy story in the paper this morning to the effect that Mills had finally had to cave in to pressure from this and that and on revenue sharing and so forth. I want you to know I don't look at it that way at all. It seems to me that what is happening here, and I've told everybody around this shop, I'm just going to go in and meet with this representatives of governors and mayors and county officials, that the Ways and Means Committee and the chairman, we have to work together on this thing. We've had to give on some things, and you gave on some things, and in the end, we've given some relief. Is that a proper line? Because I think, Wilbur, it's we just mustn't have this idea that this is a fight between the administration and the Congress, because, frankly, we don't have the votes down there, to be very candid with you. You've got the votes, and you know it.
Well, why don't you add this to in talking to them?
All right.
Look what H.R. 1 does for the states, $1.6 billion
savings. Yeah, good.
And my health program that I've advanced to the Congress provides another $1.8 billion savings.
Right.
Now, how many more of these bills do you want giving you relief?
Right. All right, I'll hit H.R. 1 and the health one, too. Good.
This does concentrate, as you know, on cities and counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I thought that the 1.8 that's in here plus the 1.8 in your health program
mm-hmm.
surely will pass something giving them that much relief, plus 1.6 in H.R. 1
right.
ought to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more than revenue sharing proposal
right.
gave them.
Now, on the revenue sharing thing, what are the prospect on that now? Would you say?
I'm going to put it, unless you ask us in your message to take something up ahead of it, and of course it's too early to tell yet. I know you're one of you or mine. I want to put it the first thing up and then go immediately into executive session when we dispose
good.
Of that.
That'll be great. You mean you'd put it on the first?
After January when
first
we get back.
Good, and that'll get it out of the way. What do you think? I haven't really followed the Senate because I knew we had to wait now. So what's going to happen over there, Wilbur? Do you know?
Russell told me in this conference that they were going to have the H.R. 1 on the floor in February or March
mm-hmm.
next year for a vote.
But what'll he do with revenue sharing, you think? Is he?
They'll take revenue sharing.
They will?
I just had...
Well, the thing is, let me just be quite direct. I was told Johnny Burns that I thought that you and he, you just did a terrific job on, that Christmas tree that came over from the Senate, the way you fellows handled that was beautiful. But the point is, can you do the same thing here in the event the Senate adds a lot of goodies here on revenue sharing?
Yes,
you know,
we can do it.
It may come back, you'll never recognize the baby. Huh?
But, Mr. President, they've been very, very cooperative with me all these years.
On conference committees.
Oh, sure they have.
Right.
When John and I stand together, they give in.
Uh-huh. Well, too, they've got responsible people that will stand with you here.
Well, there's not a more responsible person anywhere than Carl Curtis or the Talmadge of Georgia.
First class.
And Wallace Bennett.
Bennett's sick, you know.
He's probably be back.
Yeah, it's just ulcers. I think he'll be back. Yeah.
So we can handle it.
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, let me say this, that I want it clearly understood that we want to work with you. You know that. We understand. I mean, after all, you've got to take your position. We got to take ours. But I want to work with you on this thing. And if you find any of our people that are giving any trouble on this, that we're getting out of line, you let me know or have Johnny or somebody. Will you do that?
I'll do it. And now may I bring up one additional matter?
Sure.
I leaned over backward much to the concern of my own Democratic Party on this tax bill.
Yes, I understood, yeah. Jerry Ford was mentioning that to me this morning.
There's a lot of pressure about it.
Yeah.
And you've got access to other ways of stopping it if you want to do it in the future.
Yeah.
I just hope we don't have any motion to recommit involved.
I see your point, yeah. Well, what would a motion, let me ask, what would a motion to recommit do? It would just...
I don't know. I think I can carry it all right.
Yeah.
I just don't think we need to have a big fight on it.
Yeah. I think we can work that out.
Yeah,
okay.
We just have a straight motion to recommit.
Fine. I'll get the word. I'll get back to you this afternoon. Okay.
That'd be fine.
Fine. But that's your advice, is it? You'd say no. Okay. All right. Well, many thanks.
Oh.
Fine. And Ted Agnew has just met with all these fellows out in Hawaii. You know, these county city things, and they were extremely pleased. And he may be in touch with you about it.
We can call it whatever we want to call it, but we'll get money to the cities and the counties where they need money.
Right. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Fine.
Bye.